is L1 again, and just coming at you with another Brain Snacks on the go. So as you can see, you know, I'm going, I want to reiterate the theme of, you know, multitasking. You know, when you can do something safely and efficiently while you're doing something else, for your, you know, something for your business, something that'll actually get you results, then by all means, go ahead and do that. So, you know, as I'm driving here, you know, the question has been asked, and this is from your KBW, your knowledge-based workflow, scheduling availability, and just the concept of being able to be organized and to know when you're available and to know, more importantly, when the client's available. So, scheduling, you know, first off, before I continue, this is actually a self-sponsored Brain Snacks. It's a Bibix Brain Snacks, and it is all made possible through the Dynexum project. So make sure you ask about that if you're curious. But anyway, so the Novi, I think, already explained something about scheduling. Now, availability is something, availability and attitude. You know, I would say when it comes to looking at schedule availability and your attitude about scheduling, you almost, in a way, have to have a fine balance between being nonchalant but also being urgent. Psychologically speaking, if you're too urgent, the client can become overwhelmed and therefore they might, what they call, chicken out or back out at the last minute. But if you're too nonchalant about it, they might say, well, if this is not important to you, then I guess it's not important to me either. And then they magically forget. But, you know, I would say, so, you know, there's a way to overcome that. First of all, that comes with practice and consistency over time. If you're not used to setting up appointments with clients and you feel nervous about it, that's okay. My advice would be to have an attitude that's a balance between casualty and urgency, and also to be organized. You know, a lot of the times when we're not organized, we lose confidence. And just the opposite, when people, the more organized and the more prepared people are, especially when seeing if, you know, client's available or setting an appointment, the more confident you can be, even if it's your first time and you're nervous. So my advice, be organized about scheduling. Know ahead of time what days are good for you. Do you have any team meetings? Do you have other meetings with clients that might interfere with your availability? And then finally, find out the availability of the client. You know, they say that, you know, sometimes a lot of people have said that when you're asking a client when they're available, a lot of people make the mistake of saying, well, if your schedule's open, so is mine. You don't want to overpromise and you don't want to underdeliver. So that's why I would say, you know ahead of time your schedule, know ahead of time what days they're available to speak to you, and be organized. Have a calendar, such as Google Calendar, Setmore, or anything else that you use to schedule appointments. Have your tools ready. Stay organized that way. So anyway, this has been another Bibix Brain Snacks. As you can see, the sun is coming out, so if I shine brighter than normal, that's the reason why. And it's the morning. I've been told I'm a morning person. Anyway, this is L1, and I hope to catch you guys later.